This is Tri-State's Public Radio News.
Friday will be the first day golf carts and certain all-terrain vehicles can be driven legally on city streets in Fort Madison. The city council narrowly approved the use of the vehicles despite plenty of public opposition in recent months. The vehicles will be allowed on all roads except high-traffic streets, such as Highways 2 and 61, 48th Street, and Bluff Road. And they can only be driven between sunrise and sunset as long as they have a safety flag, a slow-moving vehicle sign, brakes, and brake lights. The Lee County Recorder's Office says it will start registering the vehicles for Fort Madison residents tomorrow. How long the program will be in effect remains to be seen. At least two of the four aldermen who voted in support of the ordinance are leaving the city council in January, and a third faces a challenge to keep his seat. A couple of the candidates in next week's election have said they would like to see the new city council vote on whether to rescind the golf cart ordinance. I'm Jason Parrott, Tri-State's Public Radio News.